Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the Tiger Woods crash and Willie ruins a poop joke. That's coming up right after this.
Hey, Bob and Tom dudes, it's Matt from Screen Doors. Excellent. Hey, working at Fergler's is such a joke, you know. The other day, Jason and I were messing around on the internet and found Mr. Fergler's pathetic dating interview. Oh, God. Well, I downloaded the audio so you dudes could hear some of it. This is fantastic. Prepare yourself, man, because you're going to be royally disappointed.
Hi, I'm Ernie Fergler. Store manager and owner of Fergler's Hardware. I've been in hardware for 35 years, and as you would expect, I'm kind of handy.
Yeah, right.
Whether it's pounding the old hammer or just operating a jack, I just love life.
How lame.
So I'd like a woman with a fat cookbook to make meals, and I like a woman with a good sense of humor. And
Fergler eats it.
And if the woman would like to have somebody that's handy, well, you know, I can do whatever. Oh, and I should mention that we have a good supply of popcorn.
Who cares?
If you like popcorn, I've got a lot of that. Well, I'm Ernie Fergler. Thanks. Hope to meet you.
God, what a queer. Pretty bad, huh? Well, we know this guy, Tim, back in lawn care, who said he could spice it up to help Mr. Fergler get a date.
Uh-huh.
Like, he needs one badly? I'm pretty sure this is going to do the trick. Let us know if you like it. Enjoy, dudes.
Hi, I'm Ernie Fergler.
He's bad boy Ernie Fergler.
Store manager and owner of Fergler's Hardware. And as you would expect, I'm kind of handy.
Loves his tool.
Whether it's pounding the old hammer or operating a jack.
Likes to get jacked.
I just love life. I'm all sweaty and hot.
Kinky.
I love to eat.
All night long.
Oh, I eat out all the time.
Insatiable.
So I like a woman fat with a good sense of humor, and I love the little doggy style. And if the woman would like to, well, you know, I can do whatever.
He won't say no.
Whether it's, driving nails or laying pipe.
Dirty Sanchez.
I can do that too. Oh, and I should mention that we have a good supply of meat.
Are you hungry for some Ernie?
I've got a lot of that. Well, I'm Ernie Fergler. Thanks. Hope to you.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
It's Jess Hooker. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Sweet Jesse Brown Eyes.
Oh, well, we got some stuff to get for it. Let's see. There's a Pat Godwin behind the glass over there. I think we may have a rare treat. We're going to ask Pat to do another song with a guest artist. Pat will be playing guitar, but we've got our Russian friend. What's his name again?
Vladimir Big Dixky.
That's not his name.
Early in the show.
I was told to clean it up.
Takes the cheap shots.
So you changed Alexander to Vladimir?
I was told to.
Thank you. There's Josh.
No, it was Papachubsky.
Chick McGee's.
I was caught off guard.
This is Tom speaking. Ace Cosby is our engineer.
How about
the proprietor of the Ace Cosby
joke.
Ooh, I
noticed they took Greg Warren off the schedule. So.
Oh, did
Should
they? Thank God.
Should what? Be a good day.
Thank goodness.
Oh, no Greg Warren today? I thought he's
right here.
On the board.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that the one you look at? Okay.
All right. coming up, we do have Greg Warren. That's very exciting. Oh, there's Willie G right there. We're all here. Thank you very much. The big news story yesterday, it was the return of the OJ coverage. I think they had three helicopters following the tow truck carrying the wreckage of the car.
Wow. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the way they covered it.
Yeah, I think people are scared. People
are
concerned.
I think it's interesting. I think people would want to know what's happening. We're nosy.
Well, when,
nosy, nosy.
The next time when two of the copters hit each other.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, yes, it will. When it does, I'll be gloating.
I know.
I'll be going, I told you so.
What is wrong with you? That too, it would.
Do you see why you're hoping for a helicopter crash? Do you understand?
No, I'm hoping for not having one.
Can you stop with the sugar?
We are you folding a map over
insane.
There? Are you able to lift
insane.
The sugar?
Can you just get like a sugar bowl or? Well, that wouldn't help anything like either.
Jess, we got to get him one of those little pump things just right by his... Oh, no, that'll be even worse. Yeah, that'll hurt.
What do you need?
In there.
Jess, thank you for getting the wooden sticks.
You're welcome.
There. I much prefer them. I don't like stirring my coffee with plastic.
Okay,
of course
got
not.
It.
Because then you can put these in your mouth and you get a nice... earthy.
Ugh. That was,
that was
creepy.
I don't want to hear anything anything going in your mouth, okay?
But you like plastic straws.
A mild sucking sound followed by a sigh of satisfaction.
And I'd like to, Ace has weighed in, yes, I do like plastic straws.
This is insane.
Which reminds me, coming up, we have sea turtle news.
And, they don't care for them. They don't care for plastic.
Well, you know, I think as a culture, I think we can find a way to dispose of our plastic straws
sea turtle
rather
news,
than ban them for the crappy paper straws.
The evening news with Mr. Sea Turtle, this is a quite a different story.
You don't have to use, yeah, exactly. You don't have to use the paper straws. You can use the pasta straws.
Yes.
You can that's what I want.
You can drink out of the glass.
I really enjoy having my iced tea taste like rigatoni.
I think it's more about you having to daggone it, find a new way to do something instead of, this is a progress, I guess.
Remember I bought him the cleanable, the very cleanable and keychain. It has a metal straw in
portable
it that you
straw.
Unfold and
yep.
you... take it
that's healthy.
See? Healthy. You know, there's something.
Made by the E. coli company.
Comes with a little scrubber deal.
Handy to have.
Okay. Just to clean it. That's
wasted my money.
Now, the
to
big
give him a gift is to throw it away.
Yeah. Tiger Woods says okay, but he's got a severely broken leg, at least one of them, and pins and screws. And so I'm sure he will not be playing the Masters, although it's interesting to watch that coverage, though, because it's people who don't know what they're talking about speculating. An incredibly stupid question.
And there's a producer off the just yelling at them to say something. Say anything. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're showing a video of a tow truck with a mangled vehicle on it. Okay. Do you want to give us the details on Mr. Woods?
Tiger Woods has been hospitalized following a very serious car crash in the Los Angeles area. Authorities say Woods driving to a TV shoot yesterday morning when his SUV crashed into a median, rolled over several times, and ended up on its side near a steep road. According to police, Woods alert as firefighters pried open the front windshield to get him out.
Yikes.
Police added that there was no evidence he was impaired and no one else was injured.
Oh, there were some animals injured.
Oh, there were?
Yeah, he apparently, well, look, I guess good news, he hit 8 birdies.
Oh! All right.
What?
Can you imagine one of the, like,
I hear you.
CNN covering this and one of the
guys saying that.
One of the guys saying that.
Well, Fred, we're going to have to, we're going to let you go do something else. And,
yeah, you'll be taking
I still
vacation.
Love you. You can still come to the house for dinner.
Hey, do we have a hurricane we can throw Fred in the middle of?
You look at it, the camera pans in Fred's notebook, has a couple birdies is crossed out. There's 4 written down, another thing.
No, but before it was birdies. Exclamation point. He's got the joke.
Tiger is resting comfortably, though, in a hospital bed. Of course, he is in a tiger sling, a tiger sling.
Tiger sling.
It's too soon. It's bad. It's everywhere.
I like the song.
It's so inside.
It would be a cast.
It would be a cast.
Tiger King.
Right.
Tiger
Ace likes to be correct and that's tells good. Other people when they're wrong.
Good work.
Pussy King, a pussy King. Pussy King, a tiger sling.
Everybody knows I'm the Pussy King.
Oh, sorry. That's not the Tiger King song. I'm sorry.
Police added Dr. Anish Mahajan, chief medical officer at Harvard.
God bless you.
UCLA Medical Center said Woods shattered the tibia and fibula bones of his lower right leg in multiple locations.
That's so brutal.
Man. In a lengthy surgery, the 45-year-old had a rod placed in his tibia while screws as well as pins were inserted into his foot and ankle. Ooh. To keep them stable, the hospital said.
Sick.
A statement released Wood's Twitter released. Thank you. Wood's Twitter account said he was awake and recovering in his hospital room. So there you go. He was driving to a Genesis. He was driving a Genesis GV80 SUV for the Genesis Invitational Golf Tournament. He was in town.
Oddly enough, he was riding with Phil Collins. Isn't that a
in a Genesis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coincidental.
Would have been even more odd if it had been Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because he's
early
no longer
Genesis.
In the Genesis. But this
that would have
new
been a 76 Genesis.
That, Genesis
late model.
The Genesis SUV has a driverless. It's an invisible touch.
Oh, is that right?
That's I didn't realize.
It's cool. They did a pairing. Every Genesis, it comes with an audio book of the Bible, but it's just the first book. That's all you get.
How about that?
Yeah, Genesis and Genesis.
Took it a different way now.
He's I have experienced a similar surgery, and he's going to be it's a very lengthy recovery.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
I bet he's done.
What he's going through.
I think he's done. I think his golf career is done. I think you're going to see coverage of his son growing up and being
for
an
him,
amazing golfer.
Have you seen the videos of his son?
Yeah.
They have the same movements. Mm-hmm. They pick up the ball. They pick up the tee the same. It's very cool to watch them work together.
Yeah, someone paired up the videos of the two of them side by side, and it's really fun to watch.
I even saw his son was going to a school dance with the daughter of a Perkins waitress.
God.
I don't know this Perkins joke. I don't know the angle of it.
When the first wave of the Tiger philandering came out.
You know,
there was a famous Perkins. Hence the joke I said earlier was the Perkins waitress got out of the wreckage alive.
And one of them's in the documentary that they just did about him.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
She's lots of.
And allow
of
me to talks. Say that I'm a huge fan of Perkins.
Well, who isn't?
I want to go on record.
Skillet.
However, and I'm talking to you, Jess Hooker, the best cook in the building.
Yes.
I do not approve of the blueberry syrup or the maple syrup. I'm an American. Okay.
I'm
leave it
you.
Right there.
I'm with you, but as an American, I applaud the many choices that people have.
I know, but most of them are wrong, you see, Josh.
Oh, they're wrong for me, too.
I think we've proven recently in our culture that people have the right to choose, but they often choose the wrong thing.
You would be a despot, but you would be, your message would be, I'm doing you a favor. If I leave you to your own devices, you choose incorrectly.
No, I would allow you to choose wrong. I would just make it very clear that you are choosing wrong, and you would somehow be a lesser person in my view.
That sounds like you should be on Twitter.
Uh-huh. There you go.
In any event, I have a rod in my arm from about the elbow to the shoulder.
Is that the only place you have a rod?
Yes.
How big is that?
You and Bobby lost your God working on jokes together today?
How about that impregnating rod?
Dick Dickman, is that what you're... I'm guessing that he'll have to have additional surgeries to remove some of the pins.
Man.
Well, you can't get him out, just tearing him out of his arm. Of course he's going to have to.
How long ago was your injury?
10 God. Years plus.
You think long enough for him to stop whining.
Are you kidding me? Has it been 10 years?
Really?
No, I'm just saying, and this is my right arm only goes halfway up. But the larger point
does
here.
Does that right arm go all the way up?
Uh-oh.
I'm killing it over here.
I'm sorry, Turducken, what was the joke?
That's not...
It was a clever aside.
Yes. Clever in what way?
I'll get back to you.
The point is that there are...
this was Tiger's 10th surgery.
Yeah, valid question would be, was he on painkillers from his previous surgery? And when I had this surgery, I didn't take Vicodin. I couldn't stand it. But the painkiller that I was on, I was not allowed to drive, and I was not allowed to go on the air until I stopped taking them.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
So you didn't say anything nuts.
They didn't want
Could you imagine what you would say?
Oh, boy. Wait a minute. You're not supposed to be on the air under painkiller?
I mean, right now you're holding back so much.
When they're prescribed, chick. Oh, you're allowed to be on course, the one you
Yeah, the ones you grind in. The ones you grind in depositories.
Okay.
Totally okay.
Those you buy behind the bowling alley.
Absolutely.
Hey, the ones, first of all, that's a very Tito. Nice bowling alley.
The way that you said the
they
ones you...
They have cosmic bowling every Friday.
Now, so when you load the suppositories with the ground-up pills...
Right.
I don't...
Do you, no.
Oh, you, I remember my suppository story.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay, let's
with one
forward.
Of the heart procedures, I asked for because I was blocked up and it started to hurt. And I said, I called the nurse, can you, I need a suppository.
Mm.
And she brought back and just handed it to me. And I go, no, I need you to. She goes, oh, no. And walks out.
You have a lawsuit there.
I mean, yeah,
They're supposed to.
I don't know if she was messing with me.
This is like the waitress that takes your order and says, go get it. It's in the kitchen and cook it.
Right? Was I stupid to think she was going to?
No, I would have assumed too.
Jess, I will tell you this. When I had my accident, I'd been home for 11 days. And since the and my doctor buddy of mine came over and we got to talking and he said, when is the last time you had a bowel movement? Mm-hmm. And I said, it was the day before the accident. Mm-hmm. So he said, what are you doing?
I wrote down the punchline.
But I'm not telling, story's over. No.
I didn't see it.
Nope. So I couldn't read it from here.
It's like passing a softball made of sandpaper.
It probably was, right?
That really wasn't the essence of the story.
I wasn't trying to ruin it.
You ruined it. No, I'm not telling anybody.
Here's my problem. This is what my therapist says. It's my biggest problem. I feel like what Willie's just done is my fault because I've done that a million times.
I'll tell you how radio works later.
No, I was just having fun. I'm sorry. I thought it would be fun. My bad.
The idea is to amuse the audience.
I got a fun letter from our pal Brian down at Kroger in Louisville. I said
Wait a minute, the Brian?
Yes, the Brian. That's stock exciting. Guy at Kroger in Louisville.
He's been letting us know how Kroger's going for the last couple months.
He always writes in. And a couple months ago, I said that I liked the pizza from the Goofy movie. I really wanted to try because the cheese stretches.
Yes.
And he goes, last night, my wife and I went out for dinner at a pizza place. If you ever find yourself in Louisville, Google Fat Jimmy's Pizza. Mm. We got a pepperoni with extra cheese. The cheese would stretch for 5 to 6 inches when you took a bite or tried to pick up a slice. Oh. So,
road
there
trip.
You go.
The there's Goofy Movie Pizza exists.
There's your dairy company there, Tom. Cheese stretched out, man.
I'm not listening.
Okay.
You're still mad.
He's gonna hit me later.
He's gonna hit me later.
Again. Just someday I hope you haven't taken a crap for 11 days.
You usually tell the passing a baby joke.
That's not the...
Chocolate squirrel, I think.
The essence of the story was this distinguished friend of mine went to go get me some... He came back with a suppository, liquid, and a powder laxative. Because he really, but when he left, he didn't come back for more than an hour, and I thought, oh dear God,
would you?
No, I thought
they ran away from the nuclear test.
No, I hadn't taken it yet, and I thought because the drugstore is a mile from my house. I'm like, Jesus, what's taking him so long? Has he been in some kind of horrific accident?
Right?
Am I going to have to get up at the funeral and go, well?
Good Lord.
I'd like to say that Bill was a great man. He died so that I could poop again.
Helen, I apologize. I really needed that poop. And,
he already went to the store, so he had everything. And you go to the guy, you're like, hey, can I please get all of the, the fiber supplements and all the laxatives? Sir, this is part of an evidence. This is an evidence room. It's part of
sir,
an
this is
case.
A Chick-fil-A.
And then...
So if Tiger has any good buddies, they'll tell him... you need to make sure that you get a laxative or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
And you remember what I...
Those anesthetics just screw you up, and so do those pain pills. Now, when you take the Vicodins, doesn't that shut down your bowel system?
Yes.
Yeah, possibly.
100%.
But that's okay with you, Elvis?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
That's what took Elvis out.
I think.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I think Powell moved.
16-plus pounds of fecal matter.
There's also a rumor that John Wayne had 20 plus something in his bowels.
Well, you can read the Elvis autopsy. It's right in there. Can you imagine that gig? You had to weigh it.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
Scooper.
Take wait a minute.
who served ice cream last week? Oh, I need.
They're using that.
It's one of the doctors being kind of funny.
He could have said chocolate ice cream, I guess.
The doctor's putting his thumb on the scale. Oh, 30 pounds. I'm just kidding. It's 16.
Remember the colonoscopy? And they gave me the liquid and stuff. Well, you go to CVS or wherever and get it there. And I did the whole thing, and laxatives really didn't work on me. And I went in, and they went ahead and did the colonoscopy, but the doctor came up after. You really didn't do a very good job.
You didn't take it.
Cleaning, exactly. Cleaning. He didn't.
I know for a fact I was actually there.
Those things would work on an elephant.
Yeah, and he didn't do it. They had to reschedule the colonoscopy, and then he had to do it again.
Said it was like scuba diving in the Cuyahoga River without the fire. Murky, you see.
Yeah. Is she going to be here all day?
All day.
Okay. All day long.
Coming up, we have, I'm very excited. We got a story that Josh will hate. Oh. One of my favorite things, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I promise everyone listening, I will give you a blow-by-blow coverage of what Tom and Willie go through here while the commercials are
yeah, this. I'm going to live stream it on my Instagram.
I've got one foot out the door.
So, yeah. Remember when your parents would fight after the company would leave? Same thing.
Josh, you've got one foot up the door and he's got one foot up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.